Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer, presented by Security Screen Masters for Windows and Doors on News Talk 840 KXNT.
The U.S. Commerce Department conducts a census every 10 years to determine the allocation of seats in the House of Representatives, the number of electoral college votes each state receives in presidential elections, and the distribution of hundreds of billions of federal taxpayer dollars. The distribution of these federal tax dollars to the states goes for everything from education to road repairs. Now, as there is with anything the Trump administration tries to accomplish, controversy is swirling around the effort to include a question as to whether or not respondents are U.S. citizens. While the question has not been asked on a U.S. census since 1950, the Trump administration wants to add it back in, claiming the Justice Department wants the data in order to help enforce the Voting Rights Act. Non-citizens who are included in the census distort the legal count of people who are supposed to determine the relative population of the 50 states. The government has, in fact, asked a citizenship question in the census for most of the last 200 years. A Department of Justice spokeswoman said, quote, "Our government is legally entitled to include a citizenship question on the census, and people in the United States have a legal obligation to answer, reinstating the citizenship question ultimately protects the right to vote and helps ensure free and fair elections for all Americans," end of quote. The Justice Department determined that Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is the only person with legal authority over the census, and his decision to include this question was reasonable. Manhattan-based U.S. District Judge Jesse Furman ruled on January 15th that Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross made an arbitrary and capricious decision to put a citizenship question on the census for the first time since 1950. The case is now being fast-tracked to the U.S. Supreme Court, with a ruling expected in June. Democrats have claimed in their lawsuits that asking people whether or not they are citizens is politically motivated and would discourage immigrants and Latinos from participating in the population count. However, households that skip the citizenship question but still fill out most of the questionnaire will still be counted. And the American Civil Liberties Union said that the use of this question was an attempt by the Trump administration to weaponize the census for an attack on immigrant communities. Let's be very clear. Citizens, whether Latino or not, would have no reason to not answer this question. So the claim that it would discourage Latinos from participating in the population count is racist jargon. Non-citizens, Latino or otherwise, might have an issue about answering the question if they're in the United States illegally. These non-citizens who hold a green card or student visa would have no reason to not answer this question, as there's nothing that could or would be held against them. It is quite probable that illegal aliens might be concerned that declaring the status might send a red flag to federal law enforcement agencies, so they might not answer that question. Democrats are concerned that there are so many illegal aliens in California and several other states that if these people are left off the census, their numbers would not be used for additional seats for the House of Representatives or Electoral College votes, nor for certain federal dollars that would be allocated to the states. It's a numbers game, and Democrats seek to use as many numbers as they can, whether the people being counted are a part of the legal process or not. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.